favorable weather helped firefighters trying to save communities on the south end of Lake Tahoe from the Caldor blaze. But officials warn dry conditions mean that homes in the California-Nevada Alpine region are still in danger.
As dry as things are right now, it's super explosive and fire spread is rapid.
Bill Monday is with the Forest Service.
This is some steep, rugged, nasty country, and it's just not safe in a lot of it to put our firefighters up there in that stuff. Up there, you probably have knee-high, waist-high grass. There's brush. It's just real volatile fuels. So we're really watching that, and we're making sure we don't get any of our folks overcommitted with the amount of fire behavior that we're seeing up here.
The Caldor fire has grown to more than 204,000 acres, spreading further northeast into the forested terrain south of Lake Tahoe and west of the Nevada state line. Monday says they're taking a two-prong approach, structure protection and fire containment, so it doesn't move into densely populated areas.
Life and property first. Now that's exactly what we're doing on the east end of the fire. We know that there's a lot of values at risk out there, and that's how we're positioning our resources. Are we reactive? Absolutely. Anytime we see a flare-up near a subdivision or a community, that's exactly where we try to focus our resources. At the same time, we have to try to catch the fire in a larger picture in the containment status. So that's how we look at coming around in a larger area. We have resources focused in certain areas, real tight, close to residences and where property can be lost, and then trying to figure out where we can catch the fire in a little bit bigger picture.
The Caldor fire's 20% contained. It's already destroyed 729 homes and other structures, damaged 43, and injured 5 people. Most of that damage is in the southwest end of the fire, near Grizzly Flats. Some repopulation is happening in the area as firefighters there are in mop-up mode, meaning the fire has been contained and they're extinguishing the fire line so it cools enough to not reignite, even during high winds. Cal Fire meteorologist Jim Dudley says dying down winds in the coming days will help, but he warned that the terrain is making its own winds that are fanning the flames.
This fire, the terrain here, as I've said before, generates its own winds. They're called terrain-driven winds. So for tomorrow, we start out the day, overnight tonight, the winds want to flow down canyon. And in the morning, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, things start to heat up on the bottom side of the fire and the ridges, and the winds are going to come back up. We'll have our gusty winds, especially along the Highway 50 corridor, because that whole canyon up there just really likes to channel the winds up towards the top. The good news is we don't have the winds aloft coming in, combining with those to create those rather erratic and strong gusty winds up on the top side of the fire.
The Caldor fire now threatens at least 50,000 homes. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from South Lake Tahoe and parts of Douglas County, Nevada. More than 15,000 firefighters, with help from out-of-state crews, are battling dozens of California blazes. The National Guard has sent in more than 1,000 soldiers. Airmen and sailors and 10 other states have sent in more than 1,200 Guard members. Many of those are providing air support, including 23 aircraft, some equipped with water buckets, others with systems that can drop fire retardant to help battle the blazes. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.